Ronicky Doone's Treasure by Max Brand. Chapter 1. Strange Company. Snow had already fallen above timberline, and the horsemen, struggling over the summit, looked eagerly down into the broad valleys below, dark with evergreens. There was half an hour more of sunshine, but by the time he had ridden through the belt of lodgepole pines, those stubborn marchers up to the mountain tops, a stiffening north wind had sheeted the sky from horizon to horizon with clouds. Even before the rain began, he put on his slicker to turn the edge of the gale, but, as he came out of the pines and into the more open and gently rolling lands beyond, the rain was beginning to drive down the valley. The lower he dropped toward the bottom lands, the lower dropped the storm clouds above him, until the summits were quite lost in rolling gray masses, and a mist of thin rain slanted across the trail. The mare turned her head sideways to it, taking the brunt on one flattened ear, and from time to time shaking off the drops of moisture. Between her and the rider there existed an almost conversational intimacy, it seemed. He had spread out the skirt of his slicker so as to cover as great a portion of her barrel as possible. As the chill of the rain increased, he encouraged her with talk. She replied with a slight pricking of her ears from time to time, and often threw up her head in that way horses have when they wish to see the master the more clearly. Meanwhile, she descended the precipitous trail with such cat-footed activity that it was plain she had spent her life among the mountains. The rider made little effort to direct her, but allowed her to follow her own fancy, as though confident that she would take the quickest way to the bottom of the slope.